Ironically, some of the top news stories of 2005 were controversies over ideas about science. For example, there was the intelligent design controversy. A scientist who wanted to say something genuinely dangerous could try saying that the universe or life forms show evidence of intelligent design. Also, Harvard President Larry Summers ended up resigning over comments that differences in the gender makeup of science faculties reflect genuine differences between men and women, not merely bias. Neither the intelligent design advocates nor Summers waited long to be engulfed by fury. If you want to say something dangerous, you must create risk where you live. Materialists' perception of their own ideas as dangerous in the contemporary climate is mere branding without substance. The real danger is that their ideas are slowly, systematically being disconfirmed. But that is not a danger they show the slightest sign of eagerness to address. As we have seen, a scientifically coherent case can be made for a non-materialist view of mind and consciousness, but non-materialism is not anti-materialism. That is, non-materialist science can accommodate all phenomena that can be shown to be simply material in character, but it does not require that all phenomena be so shown, a crucial difference from materialist science. Non-materialist science avoids many unproductive projects, like trying to prove that all RSMEs are traceable to a wonky neural circuit, gene, or episode in evolutionary history, that consciousness and free will do not exist, that NDEers are mere fantasists, or that psi phenomena never occur. If a non-materialist view is correct, these dead ends will remain dead, despite brief flashes of glory in the pop science media, because the researchers are on the wrong track. As the evidence mounts, it must be addressed, not dismissed. As we have seen, a non-materialist approach has practical applications as well as interesting research directions, particularly in medical science. It may bring formerly intractable mental disorders within the realm of treatment, harness the power of the placebo effect instead of treating it as an embarrassment, enable healthcare personnel to better understand the challenges faced by patients who have had NDEs, and provide an evidence-based approach to side effects. In fact, through history, most human beings have simply acted as if non-materialism is true. Many have had RSMEs, some have become quite serious mystics. What are serious mystics like? What experiences have they reported? We look at that in Chapter 7.